This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
34. Thanks for joining us here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Mark Rosa is back for Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Morning, sir.
Dave, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Mark is the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. And what do you expect to see on Wall Street this week? It's been a crazy, wild roller coaster ride ever since all this tariff talk started.
Dave, that's it. I mean, it's a broken record. Just everything is hung on because it's a big deal. Understand that. And it can be economically impactful, especially the barrage that Washington is doing around the world. But, you know, Monday there was some conversation about tariffs, and it wasn't going the way that Wall Street wanted, so the Dow was promptly down 1,000. And it's pretty much regained all that later last week when that rhetoric kind of softened. But if, you know, the two things that determine stock prices, interest rates and corporate earnings, the Fed has been put on hold, speaking of interest rates, because of all the tariff talk. Doesn't want to start really dropping interest rates in between this, because I think this it even gives them pause. It's even so much the uncertainty that, well, how many tariffs are going to stick around? We've seen so many of them get installed and then quickly removed as the country, you know, comes toe-to-toe with our administration and talks a little sense into what their tariffs are going to be towards us. But it's okay. So that the Dow, Fed meets in 9 days. And
right, well, we're jumping ahead a little bit here, but since we're going there, let's go there.
So the president
has made it very clear he wants the Fed to counteract his tariffs by lowering interest rates, even threatening to fire the Fed chair, which technically he cannot do, but he says he would find a way to do it. But apparently, even all that rhetoric, and then he did soften that rhetoric a little bit after his initial comments. But despite all of that, it doesn't look like the Fed is going to do what the president wants.
Well, it's since the beginning of the year, even before anybody knew how to spell tariff, they were talking about interest rate decreases toward mid-year, maybe in the late summer. So that continues. That, you know, you move back all the other noise that's around that. They're meeting in 9 days. There's a 90% chance of no changes at all. June meeting, there is a 57% chance. It's a growing chance off the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. You look on their website, they have a Fed Watch tool, and they're tracking this amongst all the other analysts that are weighing on it. So there's a 57% chance that they'll cut rates in June 25 basis points. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, Tommy and I were going over that same CME data, and it was looked like June and July were going to be back-to-back interest rate decreases. July has backed off a little bit. June is still there. This stuff changes every day. It's not important to talk about it every 15 minutes. Once a week is probably fine. But no, he can't fire the Fed chief. It was designed that way for that reason, so presidents can't get in front of themselves and start making a mess of monetary policy.
Yeah, so being critical of him and saying he's acting too slowly, not dropping rates fast enough or often enough to counteract the impacts of his tariff talk.
Dave, that's happened before, and it was happening all over the world after the world was coming out of COVID. You had several where the rules are different. You had it in Turkey, they were doing that. You had a couple of countries in Europe where the president said you either drop the rates. Turkey fired three Fed chiefs because they weren't dropping rates fast enough. So that type of meddling goes on elsewhere, but our structure is different. And I know why he wants to. Every president would say, I want to lower the rates. It's going to boost the economy. And, just reported this morning that his approval rating is on the economy is waning a little bit because of all this that is going on since April the 2nd. So, yeah, that would give a boost, and that would be a political move. And I think I would rather it be left to the Fed, and I think that's where it's going to be. I think all the conversation about that is going to go basically nowhere. So June, we're going to look for a 25 basis point reduction, and maybe later in the summer, we'll just keep reporting that as it comes up. But Okay, so that's all the interest rate conversation.
Right, right. So you said there's two things that are going to affect Wall Street. Interest rates, which won't be dropping anytime soon, and corporate earnings, and we get a bunch of those this week.
We do. And, you know, just last week, 17 out of 19 financial firms beat earnings expectations. And you're going to get 180 of the S&P 500 firms because we're smack in the middle of earnings season, and they'd be coming out in a barrage. So if it was like the first quarter, the last quarter of last year, the overwhelming number of companies that were reporting were beating earnings. And this is, again, right after the election, not having any conversation about tariff. What the analysts are worried about is that's fine. They could report better than expected earnings on the first quarter. The tariff conversation started on April 2nd. Are we going to start to hear about the firm's warning on second quarter earnings drops because the tariff effects would have affected the second quarter? So that's what the worry is. And I think what the administration is thinking, well, if this tariff stuff quiets down before the end of the second quarter, and if the Fed lowers interest rates in June, that's going to be enough to keep the markets buoyed and people won't be worried about their 401ks to the extent that they have.
We're talking with Mark Rosa, about a third of the S&P 500. Give those earnings this week. When we come back, we'll find out other economic news coming out this week that could affect your portfolio. Mark is back with that after we check on WWL traffic. All right, we're talking with Mark Rosa, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, about what's going to happen on Wall Street this week. Mark, we talked about we're not expecting an interest rate drop. We are waiting on corporate earnings, a whole slew of them, but there's other important information coming out, starting with consumer spending.
Consumer spending and personal income, Dave, are going to be up for the month of March, and that's been fairly consistent. That's been happening over the past year. So that's good news for the economy. That would be different, obviously, if consumer spending hit a negative number. But just back to the Fed just a second on an inflation front. The personal consumption expenditure this week for March coming out, that's a mouthful to say. That's the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. Last month reported in February was up 0.3%. This month for March is expected to be zero. So that year-over-year number on inflation has come down to the low twos. That going back to what the Fed was saying much earlier than this and before tariff talk or anything, when it gets down there, we're going to see our way clear to start lowering rates again. So I think with this news coming out, I think that's where you got that Fed meeting in June that's going to promise a rate cut. It's not going to be the biggest in the world, 25 basis points, but I'll take it. And that's on the inflation front. So the other side of this coin is the first quarter GDP is going to come out. The fourth quarter last year was 2.4% economic growth in the U.S. First quarter is going to be weak or expected to be weak at 0.4%. So that's really nothing to cheer about. And it's showing it's kind of displaying some weakness in the economy on a purchasing part for consumers.
So with that, the jobs report, the GDP report, consumer spending, personal income, what we know about interest rates, what should we expect our portfolios to do this week on Wall Street?
I think it's going to be more. You just got to keep milk of magnesia or kale pectate. You got to keep that around. Okay, don't run out when you go to the grocery, pick yourself up some extra, because I think it's just going to be more whipsaw as this news comes in. And the biggest deal, I think, this week, even after all we've said, is the payroll report. So it's been, you know, the previous month at 228,000, and that was an upside surprise. It was supposed to start with a one, like 150,000. So this for April is coming in Friday at 130,000 expected, and the unemployment rate is supposed to stay steady at 4.2. So I wish the payroll numbers were a little bit higher, but they've been weakening over the past 2 years, and a number that starts with the two is obviously better, but the Wall Street's saying 130 right now. So again, Dave, it's just a lot of back and forth with what is happening, and they're big enough items where you can't marginalize them. Something coming out that really doesn't impact the economy as the ones that we're talking about this morning. I wish there were more of those to say, okay, we could set those aside, but these are big ticket items, so we have a lot to look at.
Overall, we see, and you mentioned the CBS News report, and we'll hear more about that coming up in about a minute and a half in the news, that people are losing confidence in the president's handling of the economy. Overall, politics aside, how is the U.S. economy doing right now?
Well, with the unemployment rate where it is, I mean, imagine if it was 6 or 7, that would be a very different conversation. And I think the economy has a lot to grow on other things that are happening politically. If the reduction in regulation, for instance, is going to help bring prices down, we already saw a significant reduction in energy prices, meaning the oil and or gasoline, and that's going to help reduce prices going all across the economy because that affects everything. So I think it's decent. If we could quiet this conversation about tariffs and just move on with things, I think the economy would grow in a fairly material way.
And the biggest concern people seem to be expressing in this survey is that prices at the grocery store and elsewhere aren't coming down as the president promised they would.
Well, again, with energy price coming down and the inflation rate falling, that PCE, I'll be watching that very closely. If it falls to zero, we had CPI and PPI go negative last month, Dave. So those are negative changes in prices. What does that mean? Prices that were recorded by those two measurements fell.
We appreciate it, Mark. We're out of time. We'll talk to you on Friday. We're back after this to recap what's going on in the legislative session.